Leo sun signs and Leo rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for June 2019. And Leos, in the month of May, you were traveling through the energy of the Ten of Cups. And we spoke about this card as one of radical presence, of getting closer, and of your call as signs, as archetypes, to really approach vulnerably whatever the moment is, and to soften to it, and to be available to let yourself be flooded and really filled by whatever's here, even if it's not quite the thing that you think that you want or wanted, even if it's sticky, whatever the kind of medicine and the flavor of it is, that your experience in May, or your invitation in May, was to approach, was to touch up on whatever was in front of you. And this really is a delicious and graceful transition into the month of June for you, into the Page of Wands reversed. And the Page of Wands is a card that always connects in my mind to the Bangles song, Eternal Flame. There's this sense in the pages of a reawakening to the element. We've been through this whole journey with the element, in this case, a fire, of our ego expression, of our actionability in the world, of our bumping up against things frictionally, of figuring out what we're here to give, what we're here to bring, and the kind of limitations around that too, and aligned action. And when we get back to the pages, we're asked to really dip into the sweetness of the element again, to really play with the question of source. And for you, it's just so resonant with your sign, because it's connected to the concept of heat. You know, you are that marshmallow roast bonfire of figuring out what is your original heat source, regardless of reception by the outside world, recognition or not. This is a conversation between you and your original creative impulse that is way beyond the kind of, you know, what happens with the project, or what happens once you kind of give birth to it. What is that original heat source? And the pages are connected to the element of earth. So they provide this lovely kind of habitat for this heat to exist. So this is really a month for you to tap back into that original creative source. And, you know, maybe it's just something inside of yourself that has been the most constant in your being, whatever that is. It could be a personality trait, an emotional pattern that actually feels really just yours and yours alone. It's almost like this month, the invitation is to like look back into your high school yearbook, or your, you know, metaphorical high school yearbook, and to see like, what was your motto? What was your phrase, your kind of quote? This is a real card that's connected for you in the month of June to ethos and to original heat source. And it may be returning to a practice that you'd forgotten, a hobby. It may be just being with a part of yourself, coming closer to that part of yourself that really literally makes you feel warm in your physical body. Whatever it is, knowing that that eternal flame, there's a part of you that is never going out, and that it doesn't need to be agitated, it doesn't need to be actioned in the world, that you can really just create the space, create the container to hold it right now. So wishing you a really delicious month of June, Leos, and I will speak with you in July.